In the name of one God who creates, redeems, and sustains us.
Amen.
Amen. Having COVID, much less having COVID the week before your wedding, gives you plenty of time to read all the news. And then you read the news from all the other news places. And so it came to this week, I wrote my sermon, as did many in my sermon group. We sent them around. We did our usual edits, questions, challenges, gave the stamps of approval, and then started another thread among us. Had we heard about the president of the Jewish temple in Detroit who had been stabbed in her home? And then had we heard of the Muslim child and his mother who had been stabbed earlier in the week, where the child died and the mother was still in critical condition? And as the news continued to come, I realized that for me, and everybody then went back to rewrite their sermons, some, and some of us realized that this is one of those days where we put our text down, as it were. When the events of the world and of news in our wider world and even in our own lives is so striking that we need to address that from the place of our faith, from the place of our heart. The news continued last night, the Bishop of Utah talking about the threat to the Jewish temples in Salt Lake City. And the bishop on a diocesan, our bishop on a diocesan meeting that our many of us will be on again this afternoon, talked about Rafa, who's a parishioner in the Episcopal Diocese of Los Angeles. She's a Gazian Christian, which there are not many of. And her family, like many others, both Christian and Muslim, were sheltering at St. Porphyrius Greek Orthodox Church, which has always been a safe place in the middle of chaos. And where a bomb hit and 18 people were killed, many of which were her family members. In all of our sermons, we all agree that terrorism is bad, that war should be unconscionable. We talked about how we all understand that Hamas does not define Palestine, and that humanitarian issues were humanitarian issues regardless, and that kidnapping never is justified. And yet I had to lay down my text with all of this news and speak to our Christianity, because it can be hard to hold on to hope. I said so late last week when I posted online about my wedding ring showing up and how it was hard to be excited about that when I knew that there were families who did not know the fate of their own loved ones at that very moment. And how could I express joy in the face of such tragedy and desperation? And person after person, regardless of faith, my Muslim friends, my Jewish friends, my Christian friends, my agnostic and atheist friends, all said to a T, we must hold on to joy. And in fact, every faith tells us to do just that. We have to find ways to hold on to hope when the hits keep coming, when the news gets grimmer, when we don't think it can get any worse. We have to hold on to hope, and in our faith, we talk about that as light. We look for the light. And that light, no matter how small it may be, reminds us that we live in hope. In fact, that is our very Christian call. And the reading that I had such a well-prepared text for this week is actually followed next week by the Great Commandment. There are two things we are required to do as Christians, or two things I believe we are required to do as humans. Love the Lord our God with all of our heart and all of our might and all of our soul. And the second is love your neighbor as yourself. And I chewed on that also all this week. As neighbors from my life around the world will be coming here, are flying in as we speak to gather, for joy. People who wouldn't normally be my neighbors, and yet, we were able to find the light in one another. We were able to find ways to love one another in our differences. And so all I have to tell us today from this pulpit is that we are to hold on to hope. That when it is dark, and it seems dim, and there is no one right and one wrong, and yet many rights and many wrongs, we are to do as our post-communion prayer tells us to. We are to go forth in the power of the Spirit that we may proclaim God's redeeming love to the world. So as we leave here today, hold on to hope. Share God's love. And know that humanity does not have two sides of a coin. And therefore, no human life can be tossed. Amen.